Nolte, poll shows majority turn against rioters, media. By John Nolte on September 23, 2020. A USA Today/Ipsos poll that shows that a majority of the country is disgusted with the Antifa/Black Lives Matter rioters and the national media. This poll has not received the attention it deserves. Gee, can't imagine why. After nearly 4 months of rioting at the hands of the left's brown shirts, the domestic terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter. A full 64% of those polled said they believe protesters and counter-protesters are overwhelming American cities. And by American cities, we of course mean Democrat-run cities. What's most interesting is nearly half of Democrats polled, a full 48% agree with that sentiment, compared to 83% for Republicans. What's more, a whopping 59% of urban dwellers agree with that, compared to 71% of those who live in rural areas, where there are no riots because riots only happen where Democrats are in charge. More bad news for the Democrats and national media who have encouraged and stoked this unprecedented violence. More than half, a full 56%, believe the government should deploy more police to get protests and unrest under control. Wait, it gets even better. A clear majority of 54% say people should arm themselves to protect private property during protests. And now we get to my favorite number. When asked what is causing the violence or what factors Americans say make protests more dangerous, the institution at the tippy top was the fake news media. 6 in 10 Americans say the mainstream media has made the protests more dangerous, the poll tells us, followed by the Black Lives Matter movement at 59% and President Donald Trump at 54%. A majority of Americans say Antifa, 53%, conservative militias, 52%, and conservative media, 51%, contribute to protests becoming more dangerous. Only 29% say rapey Joe Biden has made the protests more dangerous. But how much damage can an enfeebled old man do from his basement while watching Matlock reruns? Think about that. A full 60% of the country blame the media for increasing the violence. More even than the actual terrorist group responsible for the violence, Black Lives Matter. This poll also goes a long way in explaining why House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, finally, after months and months of looting and burning and murder and chaos, was forced to denounce the violence. Things have settled down some as the polling turned against Democrats, which I personally believe proves who is orchestrating all of this. If bad poll numbers for Democrats make riots go away, it's a question that answers itself. The question is what's going to happen with the Supreme Court pick? We saw unprecedented ugliness during Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation to the court. The stakes for Democrats are even higher. Kavanaugh replaced a moderate. This new pick replaces a living, left-wing legend in Ruth Bader Ginsburg. There is very little Democrats can do to stop this confirmation and the Kavanaugh ugliness exploded in their faces. Should be quite a show either way. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.